This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban fighters appear to be expanding their control of parts of Afghanistan. They claim to have seized control of a province and also took credit for the assassination of a key Afghan government official. A Taliban spokesman on Friday announced on social media that the Taliban had defeated government forces in Afghanistan's southwestern Nimroz province and taken control of the capital. Pro-Taliban social media accounts show pictures and videos of militants in front of government buildings. Some reports by local journalists suggested the city fell without a fight, though Afghan government officials said that was not true. The deputy provincial governor told VOA that forces from the National Directorate of Security fought the Taliban for an hour before the Taliban took control. In a second blow to the Afghan government, Taliban officials on Friday claimed responsibility for the assassination of the head of the government's media and information center in a high-security zone in Kabul. The assassination quickly drew condemnation from U.S. officials. A regional official in Ethiopia says Amhara forces will launch an offensive on Saturday against Tigray forces, who've entered the region and taken control of a town hosting a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In response, a spokesman for resurgent Tigray forces in Ethiopia told AP, quote, "We'll extend a warm welcome." An offensive would go against the unilateral ceasefire that Ethiopia's federal government declared in June as its soldiers retreated from Tigray. The Tigray spokesman said Tigray forces have crossed into Amhara in an attempt to break the blockade Ethiopia's government has imposed on Tigray. VOA News.